Hey, family. Welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the Bassman.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, what's going on, brother?
All is good, brother Bass. Doing everything possible over this way to beat this summer heat. But these tunes on the countdown are coming in hot like the weather. Best advice this week, bring a cool drink to sip this hour as we've got a few new entries to get into and a stubborn group of heaters in the top half of the survey, Bass.
Stubborn they definitely are, but that new music includes guitarist Tim Bowman. He's back into the fold with something new. And Antonio Adolfo, man, a brother who never disappoints, is back doing a little bossa for us. A lot to get into, but is it enough movement to take Lewis Hayes from the top of the throne? Well, we shall see in just a little bit. Let's go ahead and get this thing moving for the week ending July 21st of 2023.
All righty, man. Well, we get started this week with a new release from pianist and composer Antonio Adolfo. Now, over the years, he has been consistent in delivering albums that showcase the work of great Brazilian composers that show the connections between North American and Brazilian jazz, and of course his own compositions. Well, on his latest effort, Adolfo celebrates 65 years of bossa nova history and pays tribute to two influential songwriters of that period, his longtime friends Carlos Lyra and Roberto Menescal. Antonio refers to Carlos Lyra as his, quote, musical mentor and godfather. Back in the early 60s, Lyra gave Adolfo his first important break in the backing band for a musical comedy that Lyra co-wrote. Roberto Menescal also created opportunities for Adolfo. Among other things, Menescal would go on to become artistic director of Polygram Records, giving him and Adolfo numerous opportunities to interact musically during the 1970s. So on this album, Adolfo, his nine-piece band, and special invited guests perform five of Lyra's compositions and five of Menescal's. It's Antonio Adolfo right here with Bossa 65, celebrating Carlos Lyra and Roberto Menescal. You'll find it on AAM Music, making its debut in the number 10 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
celebrating 65 years of bossa nova goodness. It's Antonio Adolfo, his latest on AAM Music's called Bossa 65, celebrating Carlos Lyra and Roberto Menescal. It's debuting in the number 10 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Oh, that's a strong one right there. Won't take long for that brother to climb up the charts. Well, family, after just a few weeks, we say hello again to Trippin' and Rhythm recording artist Cindy Bradley. Now, over the past year, the trumpeter has been dropping a few singles that are leading up to the release of her seventh studio album, which is titled For the Cool and You, which as of last week is now available for all to hear. Now, Cindy teams up with the now production guru, Greg Manning, whom produced the whole album. Guitarist Dale Crooks holds down the fort on most of the album as well. And Cindy stretches out a bit more than she typically does here, not only playing trumpet, but tenor saxophone, trombone, and even vocals. How about that? Let's go ahead and get into it. 14 years in the game as a solo artist, it's Cindy Bradley with For the Cool and You, re-entering in the number 9 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
tell you what, man, her sound is truly unmistakable. Trumpeter Cindy Bradley for The Cool in You. It is on Trippin' in Rhythm, and it re-enters our survey in the number 9 spot this week here on The Countdown. LaRue.
Thank you so much, Brother Bass. Family, you know you can always stay connected with The Countdown on social media for links to videos, photos, the latest jazz news, playlists from our show. Be sure you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Facebook and Instagram. And do let us know where you listen to the show. So the latest release led by drummer Joe Farnsworth marks a significant turning point in his musical career. It's what we get into here next. He's had the distinct honor of keeping time for some of jazz's greatest elders, iconic names like McCoy Tyner, Horace Silver, Benny Golson, Lou Donaldson, and many, many others. Farnsworth believes that it's time for him to take the lessons he's learned from those elders and develop his own thing. And to that end, Farnsworth enlists the talents of players from his own generation and a younger rising class, including guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel, saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins, keyboardist Julius Rodriguez, and bassist Robert Hurst. Now, this is Joe's third outing for the Smoke Sessions label, Smoke and Hot Music, here with a most interesting yet fitting title. It's Joe Farnsworth, his latest called In What Direction Are You Headed? Makes its debut in the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. There it is. The latest from drummer Joe Farnsworth. You'll find it on the Smoke Sessions label. His third outing for Smoke Sessions. It's called In What Direction Are You Headed? Making its debut in the number 8 spot this week here on The Countdown. Bass?
Loving that one for sure. Well, family, making his debut this week is the chart-topping, award-winning, renowned guitarist Tim Bowman. Now, Tim has been on the scene for nearly 30 years now, blessing us with his sound that influences blues, R&B, gospel, and jazz. Well, he's back with new music now, a brand new single written by himself and keyboardist Darren Ron, whom also produced it and plays Fender Rhodes on it. They gathered in the studio with Terrell on drums, Mel Brown doing work on bass. It's a real nice groove, perfect for a quick pick-me-up any time of day. Now, there is a forthcoming album with this as well. Once we get the date on it, we'll be sure to share that information with you. Here is guitarist Tim Bowman with Easy, debuting in the number 7 position this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Category of feel good music. Tim Bowman on guitar there. His latest is on the I Am recording label. And the name of the album is Easy. Yeah, easy for you to listen to for sure. Tim Bowman right here on our survey.
That's good stuff. Thank you, bass. Well, veteran tenor saxophone player Eric Alexander marks a new chapter in his playing. See, during the pandemic a few years ago, Alexander decided to try his hand at alto saxophone after years and years and many years of mastering the tenor. Well, this latest release for High Note gives us a chance to hear the end results, if you will, as Eric leads an ensemble featuring his trusted rhythm section of David Hazeltine on piano, John Weber on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums, as well as a string orchestra arranged and conducted by Bill Dobbins that's featured on all but one of the 9 tunes on this album. The latest here from saxophonist Eric Alexander. He's gone alto this time around. The album's titled A New Beginning, Alto Sax with Strings. You'll find it on the High Note label and in the number 6 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
It's the latest there from saxophonist Eric Alexander. Not too shabby on that alto, if I do say so myself. His latest for the High Note label called A New Beginning, alto sax with strings. Holding steady in the number six spot on this week's survey. Which just about brings us now to the halfway point, but stick around, much more in store. Pace yourself. We're working our way to the top. When the Cool Jazz Countdown continues after this.